In our gospel reading this evening, we can almost see the people around Jesus nodding to one another knowingly, assuring themselves that they will certainly be faithful. Others might fall away, but surely those who are closest to Jesus will stay strong. So Jesus chooses to tell a little story. This one is aimed at those who trust in their own righteousness and regard others with contempt. In other words, these are the very people smugly nodding to each other, sure that they have what it takes to stay faithful to Jesus, even if others fail. Jesus describes someone who, by all accounts, should be one of the most holy and devoted Jews around, a Pharisee. Pharisees get a lot of negative attention in the gospel stories, so we might need to adjust our thinking a little bit about them to understand how they might have been seen through the eyes of first century Jewish culture. Pharisees were extremely devout and highly disciplined in their religious practices. A Pharisee was obedient to the law, even going above and beyond what the law required. On the other hand, a tax collector was a really bad person. Tax collectors were considered traitors and cheats. They had sold out to the Romans, who oppressed Israel, collecting the Roman tolls and padding their own pockets with whatever they could charge over and above the required tax. And it was all legal. The Pharisee saw himself as holy because of what he did. But the tax collector saw himself as a sinner, dependent on what God does. The tax collector knew his only chance at holiness was by the grace of God. The tax collector isn't so much humble as he is desperate. He doesn't take time to divide humanity into sides, to sort people into acceptable and unacceptable groups. All he recognizes as he prays is his own great need. He doesn't stake his hopes on anything he has done or deserved, but entirely on the mercy of God. But this parable can be a trap. Whenever we try to divide people into any kind of groups, we find ourselves siding with the Pharisee. The only way to avoid this parable trap is to remember, each time we try to interpret it, that we can claim nothing but our dependence on God's mercy. When we stand before God aware only of our need, then we too are justified through Jesus and invited into God's mercy and grace. In our Hebrew Bible reading, we have traveled with Jonah to Nineveh, the greatest city in the world at the time. It was the capital of Assyria, a nation that would eventually conquer Babylon and overtake Israel. To be clear, these were Gentiles. Jonah wasn't just confused about his assignment God wanted him to do there. He was downright offended. As far as Jonah was concerned, the Ninevites didn't deserve fair warning. They were wicked. They did wicked things, and the sooner God destroyed them, the better. But the thing that really bothered Jonah weren't the Ninevites. What really bothered Jonah was what he knew God would do. He'd seen it before. God would send a prophet to cry out destruction. People would repent and God would relent. Instead of judgment, God would show mercy every single time. Even so, Jonah went a third of the way into the city of Nineveh and preached a sermon that was short but not too sweet. 40 days more and Nineveh shall be overthrown. Not a very encouraging message. No mention of God at all, and certainly no attempt to get the people of Nineveh to repent of their wicked ways. He gives them 40 days to prepare for destruction, period. Imagine Jonah's great disappointment when his brief announcement of judgment actually worked, and the people, the king, and even the cattle repent and turn to God. The people of Nineveh repented, even when their messenger did not. This whole story is about repentance and the grace God shows to anyone who turns to God. Everything and everyone in this story experiences a change of direction. Friends, we are journeying through the season of Lent. Lent is a time of reflection, of empathy, or emptying, pardon me, and of change. A time to refocus and reimagine our collective life in our church community and beyond. Let us, this Lenten season, open our hearts and our minds to what changes God is calling us into. Let us pray as the tax collector did, that our attention may be focused on the abundance of God's grace and mercy. Amen.